This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, thank God I'm married, because I don't think I could date in this day and age. I'm Generation X. Generation X and baby boomers dated way differently than millennials and Gen Zs. And I really feel for millennials and Gen Zs, because it's got to be difficult. And many of them have dating apps. So rather than just meeting at the bar or meeting at the tailgate or the way we used to when we were younger, the younger generations of millennial and Gen Zs have a lot of social media input and involvement in their social life and meetups and matchups. So Tinder, one of the most popular dating apps, is where many people go. And I notice my friends who are divorced and are Gen X, when they go on Tinder, they will put words that kind of mattered in the 80s and 90s, right? Those terms might not be relevant now, because as opposed to you just saying, look, I like to travel, I like good food, I like spoiling you, there's algorithms. And for you to pop up in somebody's feed, you need to have the right terms. And I'm learning search engine optimization, and I'm learning how all this stuff works, where you could post something. I noticed this. I'll post something and I'll get crickets, but then I'll post something else and I get tens of thousands of hits on it. And it's because there was one term that just hit the right place at the right time. And so anytime I discuss football, anytime I discuss sex, boom, it just highly populates. But you bring up something about President Carter in hospice, you bring it up, that nobody cares. It doesn't hit the algorithm. So a site, researchers at Dua.com looked at Tinder profiles, and this is being reported by Daily Mail, looking at 16,000 eligible singles to determine which words would likely catch the eyes of the person they are trying to get. In this particular case, I think they only concentrated on heterosexual matches. And they said men should, one, put non-smoker. Now, remember smoking in the boys' room? Okay, I had no problem dating a guy who smoked. I mean, they were the cool guys. But I get it. Now, you don't want the baby around smoke. You don't want the house stinking of smoke. But a lot of young people don't necessarily smoke cigarettes, but vaping, maybe. So if you don't want to be around another vapor, you think there's people out there that don't want you to be a smoker or vapor, they say that's the number one term you should put on there, travel. A lot of women want to be taken places. They want to go to Italy. They want to go to Greece. They want to go to Israel. They want to go to Spain. They want to go to Japan. They want to travel. You saying you're into travel is cool. So they say put that. Dog. If you have a term dog in your profile, hey, there is nothing more endearing than a guy that loves pets. Because if a guy loves pets and loves dogs, there's this myth that they are going to be so amazing with the kids. Now, mind you, I know people that aren't dog people, and they're still fantastic with the kids. But somebody who will love a puppy and love animals, that's what I love about my husband. He is so into animals. And that's, to me, it's just super cool. Wine. Very interesting for a man putting wine down there. They say the reason why wine helps is if he is comfortable saying he will have wine, the beer, women will think he's like a frat, you know, or just, you know, he's just going to be off in his man cave drinking beer. Wine, most men don't drink wine alone unless they're, you know homeless and drinking out of a bag. So wine signifies that you are willing to be with somebody and enjoy wine, maybe travel. Again, Italy. It's all about Italy. So that's why wine is good. And then coffee. This I found interesting. They said if a man puts coffee on there, they might match with more women. One is because I guess a lot of women are into coffee. I don't like coffee, so over my head. But I think coffee, there's a couple reasons. One is they might be willing to meet you for coffee as your first date. So you don't have that pressure of sex or being with a creep somewhere in the middle of the night. You could go for coffee. The other is they say, according to the study, is that it means you aren't a crabby, you know how to manage your morning, you know, being a morning person, and that coffee means you, I guess, will help you get through, and I mean, I don't know, it's just, it means you know how to adapt. Now, what about women? Women, they say put beer. If a woman puts beer on their profile, they have a better chance of matching with a guy. And I get that. I would have never thought of that as Generation X. But I want to watch sports. I want to drink beers. I want to meet somebody for beers. That, to me, even though, yeah, I'll probably order a foo-foo drink, I could have a beer. So it does start to then open up your repertoire. Sports. If you mention you love sports, now, I think that helps and hurts. I love sports, so guys are going to be like, good, no one's going to mess with my Sundays. I love it. I could at least watch sports. That's good. The only problem is some guys don't want a woman always in their man cave, or, you know, they kind of want to be with the guys. But for the most part, my husband was totally fine with me liking sports because, you know, then I'm not shopping, I guess. Pubs, going out, you know, that seemed to be a good one. Gym rat. Using the term gym rat means you are going to pick up, you'll apparently be able to attract other people that are very gym going. Say you work out is one thing, but being a gym rat means you do commit to a gym. And then carnivore. If a woman wants to get a man, they need to say they're a carnivore. Now that I would have all over my, it'll be all over my Tinder if I'm ever single. So it means you don't have to do the whole vegan thing. And some guys don't want to have to be careful when they eat. 1-877-DOCS-ALEC.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we may have the youngest known person to have Alzheimer's. As researchers are saying, they diagnosed a 19-year-old from China whose symptoms started when he was a teenager. Now, we're talking Alzheimer's. Most people with Alzheimer's are over 60. Why would a 19-year-old who started when he was 17 get Alzheimer's? This is a case report. It's published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And apparently, the teen, had progressive memory loss over 2 years. They scanned his brain, and it showed atrophy. And then they looked at his cerebral spinal fluid, and they found increased concentration of p-tau-181 and decreased amyloid beta 42-40 ratio, which is predictive of Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline. We don't know why this happened to him so young. Could have been genetics. Could have been something else that seemed to also mimic some similar protein buildup. But this is probably one of the youngest people considered to have Alzheimer's. Now, remember a few months ago we spoke about Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor. Very handsome, I might add. And remember Chris Hemsworth said he's going to take a step back from acting. He's going to still act and work, but he's going to spend a little more time with family when he found out that he possesses the genes that put him at high risk for Alzheimer's. At the time, Chris is 39, was 39 years old. I'm not sure when he turns 40. Is not exhibiting any symptoms, but he was doing a show for Disney called Limitless, and he underwent genetic testing. And in this show, he's on a personal mission to learn how to extend our health, strength, and intellect further into our later years. But during this, he had done some gene testing and found he has two copies of the gene APOE4, getting one from each parent. Well, one copy of the gene raises the risk of Alzheimer's 2 to 3-fold, but two copies raises the risk 10 to 12-fold. Now, that doesn't mean Chris Hemsworth is going to get Alzheimer's, but he is at much higher risk. So this gene, they believe, inhibits proper cholesterol production processing in the brain. Then it affects the nerve sheaths because they don't have proper cholesterol. And then it could affect the conductivity, like a fraying of nerves. So we're trying to figure out still all the ins and outs of Alzheimer's. It is progressive. The brain loses function, most commonly associated with memory loss. This is different, we believe, than what Bruce Willis has with frontotemporal dementia, where memory loss comes later. Alzheimer's is more about the memory loss. Even though it had been stated that Bruce Willis was having memory issues for a while, there are other things that frontotemporal dementia may show first, like aphasia, other behavioral issues, cognitive issues, whereas with Alzheimer's, they'll start losing memory. Abnormal proteins build up in the brain, the beta amyloid and the tau. The plaques and neurofibrillary tangles within the nerve, they tangle up within the nerve neuron. They disrupt communication between nerve cells, so your memory starts to falter. You will lose, with Alzheimer's, newer memories first and then progressively lose old ones. Now, I know a lot of you guys get nervous when I talk about this because you will say that you don't remember what's on your shopping list, but you remember your first love in high school. That does happen with age, all right? We are using our brains less. It is much easier to forget. I remember the nieces and nephews' birthdays that I learned in the 90s than some of my newer nieces and nephews. I'm just as cautious about how my short-term memory isn't as good as my long-term memory. That doesn't necessarily mean you have Alzheimer's. But if at all you have concerns and you think your memory should be better, you know, just because you need a shopping list so you don't forget eggs, that's not that concerning. But if you walk into a store and you forget most of the things you had needed to do, that could be concerning. Now, it could also be we're burnt out. Could be we're not paying attention. Could be because we're relying on computers so much, we don't even have phone numbers memorized anymore or movie theaters memorized. It's funny, I watched some Seinfeld reruns, and Seinfeld takes place in the 90s. So you see Seinfeld want to check the movie times, so he calls the number and he has a number memorized. Well, I used to have the number memorized. 7342124 in my neck of the woods. And I don't need to do that anymore because all I have to do is go online. So there are lots of things we would have to do with our memories that we don't do anymore. And that's a problem. So the more we rely on computers, the less we use the memory. But other symptoms of Alzheimer's include personality changes, difficulty completing what used to be a simple task. So let's say you used to darn a sweater or, I don't know, sew in a button. That might be harder. Now, see, for me, it's difficult because I need reading glasses and I can't thread the needle. The eyes of the needle are too small for the string. What's it called? Not string, thread. So I have trouble sewing a button because I can't thread the needle. And I have to have my son, even my sons have trouble. I don't know what the heck. That's some mean, cruel joke, making the eyes of needles so small. But if you have trouble driving or parallel parking when you used to be able to, that's an issue. Social withdrawal. You don't really want to be around others. Labile moods. You get grumpy. You get, you know, I don't want, things will set you off. You might misplace commonly used objects. So your keys. Okay, I know we all can't find our keys, but if you can't find your keys, your cup, your ashtray, your, you know, those are the remote control. Well, no, we do that too. I know I'm in trouble. If you lack appropriate judgment, I'll sleep with you. Yeah, that's not good. Flirting with someone's wife or husband, not good. Issues with problem solving, lack of understanding spatial and timing concepts. So, let's say I have a discussion with somebody, and I said, I told you yesterday that we were going to be out of this medicine. And somebody goes, no, you told me last month. You know, those sort of things will be a concern. So if a family member starts to lose their way driving home, can't dress themselves appropriately, avoids family gatherings. Okay, avoiding family gatherings. Come on, man. Okay, we got to give everybody a mulligan on that one. Appears to get angry for no apparent reason. Offers a young baby an object for a much older individual. Those are signs of dementia. It could be Alzheimer's. And that's a biggie. You have to watch grandma and grandpa. We had a relative who was trying to give my four-month-old a piece of bagel. What was she thinking? I mean, and she didn't have dementia. She just, you know, had poor judgment then. But you need to be careful because somebody with dementia should not watch your babies. They say Caucasians comprise the majority of cases overall. The CDC found among those over 65, African Americans have the highest rate at nearly 14%, Hispanics 12%. And so some of the symptoms could be difficulty with speech, vocabulary pool, processing, articulating what one wants to say, difficulty writing from a motor or conceptual standpoint, difficulty reading, including comprehension, displaying exaggerated confidence. Oh, I got this. Oh, I got this. I'm good. So we use CAT scans, MRIs. We could do neuropsychological tests, lumbar puncture. We'll check your thyroid, vitamin deficiency. That's why it was so important for Dr. O'Connor with Biden to say that he checked his vitamin B12 and his thyroid level, because those could be at play if somebody has cognitive deficit. They might do amyloid PET scans to see if you have amyloid buildup. Not a lot of medications out there that we have. We keep trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's, and we don't. So all we could do is recommend environmental interventions, behavioral interventions, therapy, healthy diet, weight, exercise. We want to control your blood pressure and blood sugar. And then I like a CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure. I think lack of oxygen worsens things. So I think that could be very preventative, making sure anybody with sleep apnea gets treated, or if you have low oxygen when you sleep, adding it. That's what I would like. A man has been cured of HIV. A Dusseldorf patient is the third to be cleared of the AIDS-causing virus. Apparently, he had an experimental treatment to treat cancer, and they found, he's not identified, but he was, I believe, in Berlin. No, he was in Dusseldorf, and he's been in remission, and he had a procedure to ward off blood cancer. After a decade from stem cell transplant and more than 4 years after ending HIV therapy, he's still in good health. That's awesome. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update.
Mr. President, I'm delighted to be able to repay your visit to our country.
President Biden in a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine today. The secret flight came a day before the president was scheduled to leave for Poland around the first anniversary of the war in Ukraine. Another surprise visit over the weekend, Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw made a quick trip to East Palestine, Ohio, scene of that train derailment and release of deadly chemicals into the air and on the ground. It's going to be a snowy mess this week as an Alberta Clipper swoops into the northern tier of the USA. William Churchill is monitoring at the National Weather Service.
The probabilities we're looking at for really 8-plus inches of snow are quite high from South Dakota through southern Minnesota and into northern Wisconsin.
He says the temperature range will be tight with rain in Chicago and then snow just to the north. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before COVID, so many headlines were about vaping. We were having a vaping epidemic. And by 2019, at least 10% of kids were vaping, which I think was an underestimation. And that was supposed to be high school. And I think we're looking at much higher numbers. And then COVID hit. And people are like, you know what, there's bigger fish to fry than vaping, so we're not going to talk much about it. Yet, scientists have still been studying it. In fact, some of the results of their studies that they have been working on this whole time are pretty concerning, especially if you have family members who vape. And we have another study linking vaping to cancer, and many authors are starting to really question if vaping is at all healthier than tobacco smoke. I never thought it was healthier or safer. The only reason why I had an open attitude toward it was because if you promised me that after a month or two, you would quit and you were only doing it just to get off tobacco, I might be fine with 4 weeks, 6 weeks. But for those of you that are vaping and smoking or have been vaping for years, I don't know what you're getting into your... I don't know what chemicals you're getting into your lungs. I just can't trust it. Now, a study published in Nicotine and Tobacco Research, researchers found increased levels of DNA damage in both vapers and smokers compared to non-users. And this DNA damage was found in the oral mucosa, which is basically, you are at higher risk for mouth cancer. And I even posted a beautiful picture of what that could look like. So really rethink what you guys are putting in your mouth. And get this, some of the flavors seem to be at higher risk than others. So the authors state, we demonstrate a dose-dependent formation of DNA damage in oral cells from vapers who had never smoked tobacco cigarettes as well as exclusive cigarette smokers. So the reason why that's important is they're saying, if you have damage in your mouth, they can't blame it on previous smoking. They looked at people who never smoked but just started to take up vaping, and they found DNA damage. Device type and e-liquid flavor determine the extent of DNA damage detected in vapers. Users of pod devices, followed by mod users, and those who use sweet, mint, menthol, and fruit-flavored e-liquids show the highest levels of DNA damage when compared to non-users. Now, I have never vaped, so I don't know what it tastes like, but if I did choose one, I would probably be thinking of, like, the Jolly Rancher flavors. I'd probably be going for the watermelon or the green apple. Well, those seem to have the highest levels of DNA damage. Is it because you suck on it more? Is it because you're trying to savor it more? Is it because maybe you vape more because you like the flavor? Is it because there's something in those flavorings that can cause DNA damage? So they think that this could have significant implications for public health and tobacco products regulation. So those who vape are under the impression that it's safer than tobacco. And so they think there's a pass. And we don't know enough about it. Remember there was a study last year that said we found more risk of cavities. Authors from Tufts University School of Dental Medicine looked at 13,000 patients who attended the dental schools between 2019 and 2022. And they found an increased risk, a much higher risk of dental disease if they vaped. Now, again, maybe it's because the aerosol film covers the teeth. It could be sugary, so it attracts bacteria, or the aerosol inflames the gums. The heavy metals. Maybe the heavy metals and the aerosol hurt the gums so the gums can't protect themselves against inflammation. Well, the last thing you want to do is lose your teeth. By the way, when it comes to teeth, we recommend brushing your teeth with fluoride toothpaste twice a day for 2 minutes. Not this spit and be done. We're talking one Mississippi, two Mississippi. We're talking 2 minutes. Floss every day. Drink plenty of water. Keep a healthy diet. Replace your toothbrush every 3 months or sooner if frayed or damaged. I know. I got like two-year-old toothbrushes. You got to throw them out after 3 months. And then get your dental checkups once or twice a year, more often if needed. I like twice a year, every 6 months. That's what I like to recommend. Now, one study had shown that the vaping didn't help users quit smoking or prevent relapse. And I told you that. I noticed that with my patients. The ones who really did well were the ones that quit cold turkey and said, I'm just not going to put anything in my mouth. But when you substitute nicotine for nicotine, we're not seeing much results. So a study was published in the British Medical Journal, and researchers from UCSD found not only e-cigs to not be an effective smoking cessation, but to also increase risk of relapsing back to tobacco smoke. This was a part of the PATH study where they looked at 3,500 smokers with a recent quit attempt and 1,300 former smokers. And then they asked to quit, and they found that abstinence from smoking was lower in the e-cig group than those who used no product. So it almost, again, whet your appetite. They said those who switched to e-cigs from smoking had a higher relapse rate. Now, high nicotine Juul products were beginning to become popular in 2017, peaked in 2019, so there might be some different data now. Also, there's been a lot of regulation of Juul, but, you know, when they say, look, you could use vape products for smoking cessation, if you're not quitting smoking in a month or two, or significantly cutting back, it's not working. Now, I told you how vaping has been linked to erectile dysfunction. Researchers from NYU Grossman School of Medicine and Johns Hopkins looked at 13,000 males between the age of 20 and 65 and found that those who vaped were 2.4 times as likely as men who have never used those to report erectile dysfunction. So if you needed another reason to maybe rethink vaping, they think maybe it causes oxidative stress, maybe it causes endothelial damage so you don't get to maintain good blood flow. And mind you, if it's messing with the penis, it's going to mess with the heart. And we know vaping has been linked to heart disease. There was a study from Johns Hopkins in 2019 found an increased risk of stroke, heart attack, and cardiac events in those men who suffered from erectile dysfunction. But there was a study that showed that in terms of vaping, hold on, let me find that one. I want to give you that one source. Hold on, I apologize. The study from New York University found the DNA damage in the nicotine and e-cigs were similar to cigarette smoking, and they found DNA damage in the heart. They found DNA damage in the bladder and DNA damage in the lungs. One study in Vanderbilt found e-cig smoke to increase one risk of bladder cancer. So what could be going on here? Well, a study in 2015 from the University of Minnesota said these e-cigs, once the vapor turns and it heats up, you get formaldehyde. Well, that's a carcinogen. You have acetaldehyde. You have acrolein, toluene, metals. These are things that are carcinogenic or can cause oxidative stress or affect one's DNA. So in a nutshell, and by the way, some of the toxic metals also found by Johns Hopkins was lead, nickel, manganese, chromium, and arsenic. Do you really want to be breathing in arsenic? So listen, you're trying to get off smoking, power to you. If it's a short period of time and you are minimizing that nicotine level weekly to daily to hopes of getting off and figuring out another way to find another habit of putting things in your mouth, the shorter, the better. But if you have tried it before and it didn't work, I wouldn't try it again. I would just really try cold turkey or talk to 1-800 Quit Smoking, I think is also another resource. But some of your local health department will have resources like nicotine patches, nicotine gum, things like that. But the more you use nicotine to quit, the more you can be reliant on it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is no big surprise. I knew people were doing this. This is something that I think shows people's enthusiasm, maybe not work ethic, but in terms of people working at home, there are some individuals who are overemployed. And because you're working from home and you're working at a computer, some individuals are holding multiple jobs. Their boss thinks they're giving them full-time benefits. They're working full-time hours. Meanwhile, there have been some people admitting that they have 4 full-time jobs that they're just working at home. And so when you see employers starts saying, we need you back at the office. And you hear people going, no, I don't want to go back to the office. Don't always assume it's laziness. It could be the opposite. It could be that they have multiple jobs. And I have seen this time and time again, where people are asking for two work notes because I have two jobs. And I go, how do you do that? Oh, they're at home. So I got one computer for one job, one computer for the other. Now, if your employer is fine with it, great. The more money, the more benefits, the more 401k, wow. I mean, that's incredible. But for some of you, the employers are noticing. So apparently there's like a subreddit, and there were people talking about how they are suspecting their coworkers are doing this because they'll call out, they won't have coverage. Sometimes they'll be unmuted and they'll hear another conference call, or other work will be done and they'll go off screen and then come back. And so when you're trying to show that you're there and present, you can't be having that other job going on. And so I would probably suggest, if you are trying to work multiple jobs, make sure they could coexist. Make sure it's not for a competitor, because you will be fired. But on the other end, if you have the amazing opportunity to be able to work at home, and you're getting that work done, and you have all this extra free time, why not hold a second job? I mean, I would hate to see somebody take another full-time job from somebody who really wants it. But it's interesting, because you're hearing Meta is firing people who are underperformers. You're hearing a lot of discussion of how these people who work at home aren't performing. And, I've had friends that were laying out at the pool, or were going shopping, or were taking long lunches. And so I get it. A lot of people who work from home are watching TV. They're going to the gym. I mean, I take the dog out. I work out during my work day. But I also work in the morning and work up until the late evening hours. So, I put my time in, and I'm not a full-time employee. I'm a per diem, so I just work whenever I turn my computer on. But we forget that one other possibility that you may not be getting good output and good work performance is because they're double-dipping. And it always takes somebody to ruin it for everybody else. And no wonder people are furious with wanting to go back to the office. Because I'm like, come on, people, it's only been a couple years. Get out of the house. You could put the Netflix down. You really can't go back to the office. The reason why people are petitioning Disney, Disney only wants you to come back 4 days a week. Why is that so bad? Well, what if some of them have two jobs, or three jobs, or four jobs? I couldn't imagine getting two 401ks and two sets of health insurance. That's got to be amazing. I just don't know how the bosses don't find out. It should be pretty apparent. So if your employer wants 40 hours a week out of you, if you work those other 40 hours somewhere else, you have every right. But if you're double dipping on two computers at the same time, not going to work. Can't do it. I can't do my radio show and see patients. I have to do my radio show, finish it, which I want to do, and then I see patients. You can't see patients while doing a second job. I mean, you have to concentrate on the job you're doing to do a good job. So up until now, there's been a lot of theories as to what we're seeing. Are people high? Is that why their performance stinks? Are they really lazy? Are they enjoying the pool and having plenty of money? I think what we're seeing is people have figured out a way to have multiple full-time jobs, which is the golden goose. So how do you, as an employer, get them back. That's going to be hard. And a lot of coworkers are ticked because they have to cover for people that are calling out. I guess one way they say you could tell is a lot of call-outs, inconsistent schedules, not always there for the meetings, in and out of the meetings, or you're muted or they can't see you. What else is going on? What is that other activity? So, and we used to think it was sex, right? Because somebody would get caught. I don't know why that would happen. We had a lot of masturbating catches during working from home. What's going on here, people? You can't wait till your workday's done. So, employers have and that's another thing too. Some individuals really like their medications. So they can now take their medications because they don't have to drive. So they can take their muscle relaxant. They could take their narcotic. They could use their marijuana. They don't have to drive. So work performance might be fantastic for some employees who are just knocking it out of the ballpark. But there's always somebody that ruins it for somebody else. And now if you want to work from home, the average employer is like, why do you have a second job? And you're like, no, I don't have a second job. I want to work from home because I got kids. And I foresee that things are going to start to change and there's going to be more of a demand for people to get back. Again, if an employer is getting what he wants out of you, if for the money he's giving you, he's getting the output. Because now that with inflation and the recession, money's tight. So your employer wants to know he's getting every bang for his buck. But if you're not doing what you need to be doing, now I get it. I like to hedge. I've always had multiple part-time jobs. I've never wanted to be unemployed. And I'm rarely unemployed, but I've always, just in case something happens with a recession or you have some boss who has completely lost their mind, you have something else to fall back on. So I get having a backup job. I get that. But if you're working four jobs at $100,000 a year, getting four 401ks, four health insurances, and you're able to do it from home, I mean, power to you, but, you know, not cool if you're going to ruin it for the rest of us. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I'm looking at some of the big companies, and such as Meta. Meta is signaling more layoffs, and they think it's going to be thousands of workers because of low performance reviews. Remember, this is the year of efficiency. So they already fired 11,000 workers, and they promised that this next year will be more efficient. 10% of Meta staff received reviews that indicated they were underperforming. Guys, do it right. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.